Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline.ag. Major League Baseball and the NBA are in full swing, as well as the NHL, and there are no shortage of ways to get on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit BetOnline.ag today to check all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. All right, guys, welcome to another Pit Panther Rants and our Sports Rants podcast. Brought to you by Armchair Media and BetOnline.ag, sponsored by Manscaped as well. This is your host, Vlad Harris here. Happy Friday, you guys. We made it. As the month of August is pretty much almost over. I mean, shoot, we got another week of this, week and a half. Kids are starting school now. You know, pretty much a lot of them are virtual. Actually, I think they're all virtual for the most part. I mean, there's some places where they're going to be in person. My kids will start virtual for, you know, for a month. I think for the first quarter they start for them. And then they have the option of going online the whole year or not. As far as that goes, my oldest kid, he wants to do online the whole year. I mean, he's 11. He's old enough. I mean, he knows when he has to, you know, log into his tablet and things like that. My daughter, on the other hand, I think she wants to do online as well, but I think with her, she's going to need some, I think, more in-person instruction than anything else, because, I mean, she's gotten better technologically-wise, but I think it's just one of those things where she needs to have in-person instruction yet. But I think my kids, I think, may eventually want to do it in-person, because I don't think this virtual thing isn't going to be what it was last year. Last year, when they did virtual, they just got assignments, you know, to do. They just logged in and did assignments. This time around, I think it'll be a lot different. I think they're going to have to be logged into Zoom, if that's what they're using, or WebEx, whatever. And then they may have to sit through these, they might have to sit through actual classes virtual, you know, where they're actually on a webcam. I think that's what's going to happen this time around. And eventually the kids may say, you know what, I want to go back to school because this sucks. Now, there isn't much going on in the local world of sports. I mean, the Pirates suck. The Pens are out of the playoffs. I mean, training camp for this, I think this, you know, training camp for Stewart has started, and we'll see how that goes. I mean, the NFL, I guess, has got to work out some things as far as how they're going to do it. College football is still underway. I mean, the Big Ten is, as you all know, is a big mess. I mean, there's supposedly a vote never happened, but then a vote did happen, actually. But everybody thinks it's politics and whatnot. I have no idea what it is with the Big Ten and why they decided to postpone the season. Maybe it's because they've seen what's been going on. Maybe it's because they won't be held liable. Because now, I mean, you got a lot of college campuses that have opened, having in-person instruction, and you have, well, a lot of stuff. I mean, you have a lot of people, a lot of kids partying, and of course, kids are going to party. I mean, in college, I mean, they've been locked in for Lord knows how many months, and of course, they're going to take out their frustrations, I guess, and party, do their beer pong and whatnot. And I just found it hilarious that, you know, that Vanderbilt released a statement about, you know, about the kid, you know, them not following the rules and this and that. And it's, well, you could have avoided a lot of this if you just would have just had virtual and been done with it. Not forced them to come back. I don't know. I guess whatever they want, you know, how it's going to work. I mean, yes, you expect college kids to have personal responsibility, and but at the same time, not all of them are going to do that. I mean, you're not going to expect thousands of kids all unified in ones following responsibility. You know, there's always going to be a group that just says, fuck it, we're going to party. You know, that's just what happened here. I mean, you know, we're everywhere. I mean, when they started to reopen things, it just, people stopped caring because they thought this was over. But anyways, enough about all that. Basically, the guy who runs the Big Ten, Kevin Warren, he released a statement about the whole thing and basically said, you know, to the parents and whoever, to F off. If you need any more questions or comments, there's the brick wall in front of you. In other words, we had a vote. We're still canceling. I don't care. And there's some people that are up in a little uproar over this because they're saying, well, Kevin, his son is a college football player, and he's in the SEC, and he's playing, but why is he canceling? Well, maybe it's because maybe his son is his own person, and maybe he knows he's going to take precautions. And really, it has nothing to do with Kevin Warren, you know, with his dad running the league. I mean, that's has nothing to do with how he runs the conference. I'm sure, you know, if he does reopen, if he does keep let the season go on, he's worried about a lot of stipulations. You know, I don't know. So, I don't know, guys. I have no idea. Anyways, I had a phone call in the middle of this podcast, so I guess, we'll see how it goes. I'll finish recording this and go through it and see what I need to do, if I need to take it out, because I think Spreaker had this thing. Going on to some other stuff. I mean, we got the NHL and NBA playoffs going. And I'm looking on Twitter right now, and I see that we're like in week two, maybe week three of this whole, I guess, Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion thing. I mean, I know you probably know who she is. I mean, by now, I mean, she's obviously been a top of the conversation because of the music video she did with Cardi B, but, you know, that dude in particular, just, I'll say this much, he pretty much killed her, not only did he kill a friendship, but he killed a business relationship as well, because, you know, when Chris Brown, I guess, had that thing with Rihanna where he beat her, he eventually recovered, but of course he was talented enough, you know, to do that. This dude really isn't, and, you know, obviously he wasn't going to be a long-term thing with Meg. And, it wasn't going to be long-term. I guess he should just enjoy the ride while it was, you know, going before it ended. Instead, he got mad and shot her in the foot. I don't know. But, I mean, he killed not only a friendship, but he killed a business relationship as well. Because I'm sure if they would have ended on good terms, I'm sure she would have done anything for him. So, I mean, he was going to be long-term, and he should just enjoy the ride. And, you know, when he can look back and say, hey, you know, I was with this person, and, you know, he can brag about it and talk about it. I mean, he had plenty of, you know, if he had a biography, he could have wrote about it. But anyways, yeah, that's that. Let's move on to some actual, you know, relevant stuff. The NBA playoffs are in full swing, and, you know, the Lakers obviously had a good response to the Blazers last night and pretty much kicked the crap out of them. I think for the sake of the Lakers, they're going to need to make this series as short as possible. I think if it goes any longer than five games, it works out for the Blazers. But, I mean, last night, I mean, they just they kept these guys. I mean, the Lakers aren't going to get past the Blazers with just LeBron and Anthony Davis. They're going to need these other guys to step in. And, I mean, you saw it towards the end. I mean, we're, you know, they got off to a bad start in game one, but they seemed to have woken up and towards the end of that game, and it just carried on to the next, you know, the next one. You know, they, Lillard and McCollum didn't shoot all that well last night. Carmelo Anthony only had 2 points. Nurkic only had 9. I mean, and that's the thing. They got Dame, McCollum, Nurkic. And on top of that, they got Hassan Whiteside to deal with as well. I mean, this Blazers team on paper, I mean, they can beat this Lakers team. But that's, you know, it's just a matter of if they can do it. I mean, for Lakers, I mean, Caldwell Pope, he had 16 points last night. I mean, he stepped up pretty big for them. I mean, LeBron had 10 points, and they won by almost 30-plus. I mean, that's really good. Actually, you know what? They won by 23 points. But still, only 10 points, and they put up those numbers. I mean, you know, for the Blazers, it's how they're gonna respond to this. But I mean, for Lakers, I think for their sake, they got in this series as quick as possible. Last podcast, I said that OKC and Houston would be a bad matchup for Houston. Houston's up 2-0. You know, game one, it seemed like OKC tried to match Houston shot for shot, and it just, that's not their game, and Houston just blew them out of the fucking building. This time around, they locked them down, but still, same result. And what's crazy about it is I think this is going to be a short series because the Rockets have been without Russell Westbrook. In fact, game one, they were without him. And looking at the stat sheet, they were without him in game two. James Harden only had 21 points. And they still won. I mean, he got 15 from Gordon, 19 from Daniel House Jr. I mean, the Rockets played with only 8 guys yesterday. And 7 of them are in double digits. I mean, that's very, I mean, if you're a Thunder fan, that's pretty concerning. But, I mean, Shai Alexander, I mean, he had 31 points. I mean, he's going to be really good. I mean, you know, they got a lot of young talent, and I think that the Thunder will eventually be really good. And I guess I think they have plenty of number one draft picks, I think, from all the trades. But they'll eventually get there. It's just right now there's just, you know, some things. The Heat, Miami's up 2-0 in Indiana. A lot of people are talking about, you know, Milwaukee and Toronto, but the Heat might be a dangerous team to play with. I mean, they're playing really good basketball right now, and Indiana just doesn't seem to have an answer for them right now. And if you look at the rest of the thing, I mean, Boston, Philly just doesn't have the team this year. I forgot they don't have Jimmy Butler. Denver, Utah, I think may be a long series. I mean, I like Denver, though. They still pull it off. I mean, I don't know. The Jazz in the playoffs just doesn't seem to resonate with me. Clippers and Mavericks, I think, is going to be a really good series. Clippers should be up, I mean, actually, the Mavericks should be up 2-0 in this series. The refs hijacked game one from them. I mean, that was a badly called game. And, of course, they took up Porzingis, you know, over some ticky-tack technical fouls. But, I mean, Kawhi's going to have to figure out something because Paul George has been struggling this series. And if he can't get going, I think Kawhi can't carry this team. I mean, Dallas just, they're gonna run them to the ground. I mean, NHL play, and of course we go to the NHL playoffs. Two series wrapped up last night. Dallas is moving on. They beat Calgary 7-3. They won that series 4-2. Islanders knocked out the Capitals. So I guess you can say that that OV, you know, he got his ring, and that's about it. I mean, that's all I can say about that. It's weird. I'm looking at ESPN's page, and they don't got anything listed for hockey. I mean, they do, but it's like it's on their main, you know, when you go into these things, they're just not. It's basically listed under other sports, and that's just, you know, frightening. Well, it's just not really frightening, but disappointing. But you know, today's games, we got Philly and Montreal. Philly was up, you know, was up big in this series. Now it's a 3-2 series, so they gotta close this out tonight. St. Louis was down 2-0 on Vancouver, and it looked like the Blues even the series looked like they were gonna close it out, but they were up 3-1 in Game 5. But credit to Vancouver, I mean, they didn't panic in that game. They stuck with their game plans and played their game, and before you knew it, they were up 4-3. At the end of the second period, and they held on for the win. So, I mean, those are that's going to be two game sixes today. Pretty exciting. That's what I think. And you know what? While you guys are doing all that, you got to check out BetOnline.ag. There's plenty of ways to get on the action. They have all the odds, features, and props for you to bet on. Go to Floyd May Moneyweather, joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you a chance to win some great prizes and bet the cost of his bling. Visit BetOnline.ag today to check out the odds and up-to-date sports and news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. And guys, you know, it's the weekend. If you're going out, especially if you're a college kid, if you're going out and whatnot, well, sometimes you got to groom yourself because, you know, you may have a special, you know, something may come your way. You know, you may have a special night and may meet somebody. And, of course, you're going to want to have to groom yourself in the right way. Go to Manscaped. They have the Lawnmower 3.0. It's a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost for body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is designed to reduce the nicks and tugs for your nuts down below. It's waterproof, and you know, you don't have to worry about electrocuting your balls in the shower. And you know what? If you want to be discreet, you can. It's got light. It's got LED lights, so you can shave yourself in the dark. You know, the power goes on or whatnot. You know, things happen in those college campuses. You know, I mean, those old apartments. Sometimes, you know, a breaker goes off, and you may need. You know, it happens. And of course, you know, we have a nail kit, the Shears 2.0. It's gonna make your nails look good. I'm not sure if that's your thing, but whatever. Also, if you're going out, I mean, there's a crop preserver. It's anti-chafing ball deodorant. I mean, you want those, you know, you not only want your nuts looking nice and shiny, but of course, you're going to want your nuts to smell good too. I mean, you know, I'll just leave it at that. Anyways, go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code armchair. You get 20% off your purchase with free shipping. So grab yourself by the balls and you know what? And make them look good. All right, guys. You know, we did the NHL, NBA, MLB, whatever. I mean, the Pirates obviously are a cesspool, and there's not much to talk about there. As far as IT stories, I'll tell you one from when I worked in oil and gas. I worked as a contractor for Saudi Aramco, and it was a refinery project. It was a joint venture. It was Saudi Aramco, ConocoPhillips, and KBR, Kellogg Brown Root. It was this big refinery project, and our users were basically KBR users, ConocoPhillips, and Saudi Aramco. So I had three network accounts. So I had three systems to support, you know, to deal with. Well, the thing about the Saudi Aramco guys is they would come from Saudi Arabia to the United States, and the role was we had to provide them with hardware, usually a phone. A lot of them got laptops, depending on their need. And what's funny is a lot of them got laptops anyway because they just had to have them, which I'll get to in a minute. Although they didn't need laptops because really they're not working, they weren't really working at home. They just had to have them for whatever reason. So, that being said, one time we had a guy come from, he came from overseas, and well, we didn't have any laptops. We had nothing in stock at all. And if we did have laptops, they were already allocated. So all he had was a desktop computer to use. Well, he sat outside my cubicle for about a good 10 minutes complaining about he needed a laptop. And I kept saying, no, we don't have any and I can't give you any. We have nothing to give you, so I can't help you. So he went to like two other of my techs doing the same thing, and it wasn't happening. So, of course, him being high up in the chain, he went to our the guy who runs our that was running the whole project and complained. So I had to drive across across town in Houston to one of our other sites and get some laptops and image them. Well, here's the kicker. Pornography is banned in Saudi Arabia. And, you know, the campus where Aramco is, it's a Western campus in Saudi Arabia. So it's westernized where women can drive and whatnot. It's basically an American city in, you know, Saudi Arabia. But still, pornography is banned. You can't get your porn fixed there. Well, you know, this guy was desperate for a laptop, and I just don't understand why. I mean, actually, none of these guys needed laptops because none of them were really working at home at all. They were working in the office. He got his laptop, and I just remember he was here for like 2 weeks. That's the thing. He was in the United States for 2 weeks. And, so he brought the laptop back for 2 weeks. It had a whole bunch of porn on it. Well, actually, you know what? Not so much porn. It had a lot of spyware on it. So, naturally, I just looked at his history, and yeah, a lot of porn sites he was visiting. In fact, he was favoring them, his favorite videos. So basically, he just wanted a laptop so he can take it back to his hotel, and he can, you know, basically watch videos and play with himself. And so, naturally, I had to go disinfect the laptop and, of course, disinfect myself as well. And that's pretty much what working the refinery project was like. It was basically handing out laptops so these guys can go jack themselves off. And they were pretty blunt about it. I mean, they would favorite their favorite porno videos. Anyways, guys, I'll end it here. Have a great weekend. Held a pit. Talk to you later.